When I went to the movies in Shanghai, I found that I had already become one of the lowly Chinese. In the galleries above were the white people and the rich people, and downstairs sat rows of middle and lower class descendants of the Han. On the screen, white soldiers fought battles, white gentlemen made fortunes, white maidens got married and white heroes had adventures, all to the admiration, envy and terror of the audience, who knew that they themselves could do none of those things. When the white hero goes adventuring in Africa, there is usually a loyal black servant who will clear the way for him, minister to his needs, fight fiercely for him and die in his place so that the master may return safely home. And as he prepares to set out on his next adventure, the master recalls the dead man. A loyal servant is hard to find, after all. And a shadow flits across his features, the black face in his memory flickering across the screen. And across the yellow faces of the audience in the faint light of the theatre, a shadow would pass as well. They have been moved.